Today, the ancient Hohokam have vanished like the Anasazi, long gone in the north. Their etchings and ruins still dot the ground. Unexplained radiating lines lead away from the center, like ghost roads in the shape of a great star. Not all of these paths are ancient. Some of the lines have been made by the illegals, cutting across the waste to the far lights of Ajo, or Cells, or the Mohawk rest area on I-8. Others are old beyond dating, and no one knows where they lead. Footprints of long-dead cowboys are still there, wagon ruts and mule scuffs, and beneath these, the prints of the phantom Hohokam themselves. In certain places, boulders form straight lines, arrayed along compass directions on the burning plains. Among these stones are old rock piles in the shapes of arrows. They were left by well-wishers in 1890, aiming at a tinaja, waterhole, hidden among crags. Cairns that serve as mysterious signposts for messages long forgotten mix with ancient graves. Etchings made in the hard pan with feet or sticks form animals centuries old and only visible from the air. Some of these cairns have been put in place by Border Patrol sign cutters, trackers. And they are often at the junction of two desert paths, but the cutters just smile when you ask what they mean. One more secret of desolation. When the white men came, they brought with them their mania for record keeping. They made their way across the land, subduing indigenous tribes, civilizing the frontier. Missionaries brought the gentle word of the Lamb. Cavalrymen bravely tamed the badlands, built military outposts, settlements, ranches, and towns. Cowboys rode like the wind. Gunslingers fell. The worst bandits you could imagine drank rot gut and shot sheriffs, yet lived on in popular mythology and became the subjects of popular songs and cheap fictions. Railroads followed, and the great cattle drives and the dusty range wars and the discovery of gold.